ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ.
ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ.
We are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 3, text number 1. Arjuna vacha. Arjuna vacha. Jayasi.
Jayasi.
Chet.
Chet.
Karmana te.
Karmana se.
Mata.
Mata.
Buddhi.
Buddhi.
Janatana.
కిం
కర్మణి గోరే మాం నియోజయసి కేశవ. అర్జున ఉవాచ జాయసి చేత్ కర్మణస్తే మతార్బుద్ధిర్ జనార్దన తత్ కిం కర్మణి గోరే మాం నియోజయసి కేశవ. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Arjun said, O Janardhan, O Keshav, why do you want to engage me in this ghastly warfare? If you think that intelligence is better than fruitive work. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, has very elaborately described the constitution of the soul in this previous chapter with a view to delivering his intimate friend Arjuna from the ocean of material greed. And the path of realization has been recommended, Buddhi Yoga or Krishna Consciousness. Sometimes Krishna Consciousness is misunderstood to be inertia, and one with such a misunderstanding often withdraws to a secluded place to become fully Krishna conscious by chanting the holy name of the Lord. But without being trained in philosophy of Krishna consciousness, it is not advisable to chant the holy name of Krishna in a secluded place where one may acquire only cheap adoration from the innocent public. Arjun also thought of Krishna consciousness to be, or the Buddhi Yoga, or the intelligence in spiritual advancement of knowledge, as something like a retirement from active life, and the practice of penance and austerity at a secluded place. In other words, he wanted to skillfully avoid the fighting by using Krishna consciousness as an excuse. But as a sincere student, he placed the matter before his master and questioned Krishna as to his best course of action. In answer, Lord Krishna elaborately explains Karma Yoga or work in Krishna consciousness in this third chapter. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Sharakaya Chakshulmilitandena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం జైన భూతలే స్వయం రూపకదామహ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం వందేహం శ్రీగురో శ్రీచితాపదకమలం శ్రీగురుం వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగరజాతం సహగణా రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజన సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్యదేవం శ్రీ రాధాకృష్ణ పాదాన్ సహగణా లలితా శ్రీ విశాఖాంతాంశ్చ హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి శ్రీహరిప్రియే వంశాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్యః ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః.
Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Arjuna Vacha जायसी चेत कर्मणस्ते मतारुद्ध्य जनार्दन तत्किम कर्मणि घोरे माम नियोजयसी केशव. अर्जुन सेड ओ जनार्दन ओ केशव व्हाई डू यू वांट टू एंगेज मी इन दिस कास्टली वॉरफेयर इफ यू थिंक दैट इंटेलिजेंस इज बेटर देन प्रिटी वर्क. So Prabhupada says in the purport that the second chapter which is called the contents of Gita summarized, where we see Lord Shri Krishna in response to his despondency, that not to fight, was so much overwhelming that he was actually becoming very fearful simply by thinking the outcome of this costly warfare. The warfare is unimaginable, unthinkable. And the response was something which was completely like this. Even if there is bloodshed, you should not think that it is really bloodshed. Rather, you should think that you are delivering the spirit. So actually, by killing the body, you are not killing the self. So much esoteric understanding Krishna gave. So this esotericism or esoteric feeling which is given is considered to be a deep understanding. A deep thoughtful person can only think. It may be like consideration, oh well, it is on a very high intellectual basis. So he thought like that. So he thinks this deep understanding which is underlying this ghastly warfare, and that Arjun has to become at least indifferent. Don't think, you know, the negative. Think something positive, which is rather beyond the conception of Arjun. Arjun thinks very factual situation, and the material experience are seemingly very factual, even though how temporary they may be. This experience is a bloodshed, which is actually a shivering experience. To kill somebody, you know. So what kind of chivalrousness the Kshatriyas have to keep? They must be really mad to kill each other. That they may not have to think anything of humanity. They will put the subject matter of humanity aside. First kill and then we'll think of humanity. But instead of that, Krishna gave the advice of something of an esoteric nature which is beyond his comprehension. Then he said something that you require a proper intelligence, a set of mind to understand this thing. You know? And this is very important. So he thought that do the Kshatriyas necessarily have to be very intelligent? Then he will become a Brahman. Why should he be a Kshatriya? An intelligent person is a Brahman who is very scrutinizingly think pros and cons. And then takes up a wise decision. A wise man. Come on, at the time of warfare, do you have to be wise? Or do you have to protect yourself and kill the other aggressors? There is no wisdom required at the time of you know, such a practicable world. So Arjuna was thinking in that way, but he became more confused. Because after all, Krishna led him to think something on the basis of intelligence, that is Buddhi Yoga. Then he says Buddhi Yoga and Sankhya Yoga, the analytical study of the soul, different from the body, which is rather required a lot of thinking and intelligence, then it makes some sense, but you can't practice at the war field. You require to sit down somewhere, think, have time of your own, have little austerity or discipline of Ashtanga Yoga, like that. So he was thinking based upon his so-called filial experience. And he was considering, well, Buddhi Yoga must be good. But at the same time, he led the question that how we can make an application of this Buddhi Yoga at the time of warfare. Suppose if I am steadfast in my activity, and as Krishna, I will take an opinion, I mean an attitude of indifference. That I am not killing the spirit soul, I am just killing the bodies, and that's fine. Right? And these bodies have to be delivered, and because Krishna says, I will always, you know, resurrect them, you know. He takes the overall charge. Why should I worry? But what kind of steadiness in intelligence would be there? So he is led to ask some question. Sthita prajnasya kya bhasha, samadhisthasya kesho, sthita din kim prabhasheta kim asita vrajeta. Previously he was thinking to attain samadhi, one has to sit down in secluded place and meditate and think on the Supreme. This is warfare. So therefore he thought that even if it's possible that even in amongst the warfare, the steadfastness must be very important. But then how does he walk and how does he talk? Can you have a steady intelligence in samadhi? Can you attain samadhi while walking? Arjuna says yes. He understood, but he does not know the feature, what kind of samadhi one attains while walking. Samadhi means you have to be very steady, steadfast in determination, sit at one place in the corner and secluded, and then meditate upon the Super Soul within your own heart and only concentrate on Him and Him alone. Now here Arjuna is revealing something which is very startling, that how is it possible to attain the samadhi while walking and talking? Sitting is alright, but walking and talking also. Sthita di kim prabhashet, prabhashet means what does he talk, how does he talk? And kim asit means how does he sit, and vrajet kim, how does he walk? Well, Krishna told him that this yoga of attaining the samadhi is virtually based upon the nature of the spirit which is cultivated. And one must intellectually accept it, not otherwise. Again, that intelligence is coming and interfering. So he got stuck. And in this third chapter he is asking, why are you considering the engagement in warfare activity simultaneously when you think the intelligence is more superior than this kind of actions? Jayasi Chet Karmanaste. The karma or engagement in this particular time in ghastly work. Why are you engaging if you want me to cultivate intelligence? Where is the question of cultivating intelligence while fighting? Can you become intelligent by fighting? So he was more perplexed, and he's asking the question which is actually very correct. Because he says, Matarvadde Janadana, my intelligence become more bewildered by your equivocal speaking. Means you are also telling something, do this work, but at the same time remain intelligent. What is this intelligence? The information technology, artificial intelligence. However you may, just add up your memory bank, put a hard drive attached to your brain. This is something very startling. Krishna will be revealing in the chapter, Srila Prabhupada says, that he is talking about keeping the intelligence steady on the supreme aspect while performing any action. Means he should be guided by absolute truth, the intelligence regarding to the supreme, who is the controller, and not that he is the controller. And he should simply become an instrument to act on the behalf. So at least we can keep the intelligence without any deviation, keep the intelligence intact and work according to the direction the intelligence is given. My fighting is the work right now, and he has to receive this intelligence. This intelligence, Krishna says, I give. It's not the information that we are accumulating is called intelligence. There's a beautiful slideshow we try to teach about this nature of what is meant by intelligence. Krishna says in the 7th chapter about that sarvasya chaham hrade sannivishto matta smritir gnana pavanam cha vedeshu sarveshu aham eva vedya vedanta krita vede vidya vicharam. I am sitting in everyone's heart as a super soul. From me, intelligence, realization, and forgetfulness, all three come. And I'm supposed to be known at the end of all Vedic studies, because I know the Vedas, and I'm the compiler of the Vedas. Who would know better? So, whatever is going to come, it is coming through the source of Lord Shri Krishna, and who is sitting as Paramatma in the heart of everyone. So, does it require an education, an academic education, to be intelligent? He says that intelligence comes from Krishna. So what kind of intelligence is required here to fight in the steady state of that meditation, that guidance? That is called Krishna conscious intelligence. In modern world, if you say something about intelligence, they will all theoretically differ from our proposition. They say human being is an intelligent human being. right? And we can measure his IQ, right? The intelligent quotient. This quotient can be measured by asking him general knowledge questions, you know, and then mark it out. Well, many people thought that human being, his intelligence can be measured on IQ. But then they thought, well, there are certain animals also, like elephant, like dolphins. They have also intelligence, and this intelligence, that really is it intelligence. Even an amoeba has required intelligence for eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. Do you call it intelligence? Well, no. So let us see something more attached to human beings. Well, he is very emotional person, an emotional quotient. Other animals may not be seemingly emotional, but everyone loves their offsprings. They want to protect the young ones, you know. And they are studying more and more in, you can see even National Geographic and try to find out that emotional quotient is there. So there must be something superior by comparing. The human being must have a higher level of EQ, emotional quotient. Not only IQ, but he has EQ also. Again, because of this comparability, they can't find. So they want to look something more, which is more particular to the human being. Then they thought, well, he has inquisitiveness about looking into the matter of his reality. That is spiritual, right? Oh yes, animals cannot be spiritual. So okay, the final measurement should be SQ, spiritual quotient. How much spiritual quotient he has, so he will be understood as a good human being. So IQ doesn't work, EQ doesn't work, but SQ will work. And people are starting, measuring that SQ level. How to distinguish a human being. So, was that intelligence, really intelligence of general knowledge, that intelligent quotient? Or it is IQ because of ignorant quotient? Is it also attached to ignorant quotient? Is the measurement of material science. It is not the IQ or intelligent quotient, but material scientists, they are so much proud of that, but when we see that they are bereft of reality, rather they are heading only to the unreal. Just like the modern, nowadays they are still doing, but I don't know whether Super Collider project has been abandoned so far or not. You are the scientist, tell.
Last we heard is that they had some problems with the...
They had problems about 30 years back too. They abandoned the project. In America they did it. But now they are making a world scientist union. About 2,000 scientists are doing this preparation since how many years? 14, 15 years. And just about a few days back, they started, about 10, 15 days back, they started the Super Collider project. And in the first week, they said, we will do the warm-up exercise. Warming up, and then we will bombard the electrons under the super magnet, and we'll divert them and split the atom, and then we'll capture the God particle. And funny thing, this God particle was coined by some 200 Indian scientists involved there. You know, 200 Indian scientists are also involved. And they are terming this anti-particle, that anti-material particle, to be God particle, and they want to capture God. Young man, did you hear that? You are not reading any newspapers. Mahamantra Prabhu. Yeah, they are doing it. Srila Prabhupada, in 1959, he got this article from Times of India about two American scientists in physics got the Nobel Prize of splitting an atom and calculating the mass. They found it something missing in the final calculation. So they postulated in all their attempts that there must be existing some antiparticles. And they got, and Prabhupada said, we agree with that. They also postulated that there must be existing an antiparticular world, you know. And it has totally opposite characteristic than to the material particular world. Prabhupada said, we agree with that wholeheartedly. But the third proposition was that in given time and space, if both the worlds come and collide with each other, there will be total annihilation. And they say, oh no. Prabhupada said, we don't agree with this, guys. Two are agreeable. So these things are going on. But do you call it intelligence? It is more confusing. Jayasi chet karmaste matar buddhir janardana. Matar buddhi. If you think the intelligence is more superior than karma, then why are you engaging me in this ghastly warfare? I cannot understand that. Yes. Because the God particle is involved there, and we have to meditate on that. But here, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna Himself, the cause of all causes, whether material particles or His own internal potential particles, He is telling the absolute truth. He is revealing that if you want to really becoming intelligent, then surrender to me. I will give you. But work according to my directions. Then you will not be in any problem. You will be relieved of everything. If we are ready to accept the intelligence given by Lord Shri Krishna. First of all, we don't have. And whatever we term as intelligence is completely a misnomer. Our definition does not satisfy, our material definition does not satisfy the intelligence. Right? Because it's only the information quotient. But this information is only made up of three modes of material nature. Therefore, it is called ignorant quotient. Ignorant quotient. So in this sense, we have to understand that without Krishna consciousness, there is no tangible intelligence received. And Arjuna is perplexed. He thinks, how do I compare sitting down in one place and meditate? You know, and how do I engage simultaneously in a ghastly warfare? The warfare is devastating. So cannot coincide these two things in one. So we become confused when we cannot connect one to the other. We become confused. Either as if you make a choice in favor of materialism or in favor of Krishna, totally give up materialism, sit down. So, many of us, when we face some problem, either be spiritual, so get spiritual. You can't ride two horses. You know? Get off one. If you want to become spiritual, okay. Go to Vrindavan and sit down. Prabhupada said, forget that. Some people think that to engage in Krishna conscious activities is disturbing their bhajan. Many of the devotees write to their parents back in India that I have joined Hare Krishna movement, and they will get, you know, a shock of their life. They say, what? Oh, means you are becoming a sadhu? Gone case. He says, no. First study. We have spent so much money behind you. We have, you know, we have a lot of hopes for your success, and we will also be benefited in our old age from you. Come on, don't smash our dreams. Shock of life. Because they can't adjust. But rest assured, Srila Prabhupada said, chanting Hare Krishna can be only done by the most intelligent people in the world. Anyone who chants boldly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, is the most intelligent person. That is Srila Prabhupada's vision. Others who get frightened by so-called unseen consequences or repercussions, they say, that virtually foil their material plans. They get virtually threatened by their ignorance and not by Hare Krishna. They are threatened by their own ignorance. Because to receive Krishna conscious intelligence means you get a security of reality. Security. And that is a permanent asset. So where is the question of that you are not going to be active? Inaction is a kind of fear. But Krishna wants action here. And Arjuna fails to understand. Action is dynamism. No soul can remain inactive. So it's an artificial imposition in our sadhana if we want to become recluse or reside in a secluded place. And do our bhajan without disturbance. Prabhupada says there are so many sadhus come to Vrindavan and want to engage in nirjan bhajan. It's called nirjan bhajan. Means it is solitude. Nirjan means solitude, where there is no other company available. But Vrindavan or Govardhan is not a place of nirjan bhajan, because somehow or another devotees are thronging by hundreds of thousands and no nirjanta is ever there. You know? So they but still people are attempting to become nirjan bhajan. They want to become inactive. How come a dynamic soul wants to become inactive? That is impossible. You can't curb your mind. You can't stop thinking. You cannot stop willing even. And you cannot stop feeling. 7, except when some snake passes through the Nirjan Bhajan Sthal, he will get out and go away. There is disturbance everywhere. But he still wants to have Nirjan Bhajan. Inactivity. Inactivity is a coward situation. Never try to impose ourselves in cowardice. To tread on the path of bhakti is a very courageous person's action. It's very adventurous, but don't adventure without guide. Don't adventure without the map, the chalked out plan. Don't adventure simply by inquisitiveness. So, this is not a wild adventure. This is a very fixed plan, secure plan to go back home, back to Godhead, and it is to be understood in a very proper, disciplined way. So, but this particular question raises so many of our latent fears. It raises, it brings out so many latent fears as if they are unknown. But once you are Krishna conscious, intelligent, then everything is taken care. What is this Krishna conscious intelligence? Your intelligence means you are deciding definitely your path, that you do not yield to the sentiments of the mind, but rather use that faculty of discrimination called intelligence. But the way Krishna explains the distinction, and always he says, na sato vidyate bhavo na bhavo vidyate asat. And intelligent discrimination is decided on the basis for the real. And the symptoms of the real is that there is no cessation. And the symptom of unreal, that there is no endurance. It may be existing for some time, but rest assured, it is not going to last long. So material life and material desires, or the pros and cons thinking in the terms of the three modes of material nature, where we really get confused, they are impermanent. So intelligence is a discriminating faculty that does not yield to the impermanence aspect, but only work for the permanent benefit. So that is called Krishna conscious intelligence. Krishna is telling us that it's not a matter of long-term benefit. It is an eternal benefit. Some people may say, okay, since you are my good friend, I will chant because you are saying, but I will chant only for a few years and then I will do, because I will have intelligence. No. It's a permanent, not a long-term solution. It's a permanent solution. Because the soul is permanent, it's not a long-term, time being existence. So we have to confirm through the different kinds of explanations regarding the soul's nature of the permanent, that he has already outlined, first of all, in the second chapter. But then there's permanent engagement according to the soul's activity, dynamism. Krishna is guiding. So, for the real thing, there is no cessation, and for unreal thing, there is no endurance. So, therefore, those who are seekers of the truth they must lean on the side of the permanent and try to increase the activities of that nature. That will give an eternal benefit. So, that is called Krishna conscious intelligence. Krishna conscious intelligence is to be received only once, but then action is demanded. Alright? Krishna gave this intelligence, and Arjuna received this intelligence only for hour and a half till Bhagavad Gita was finished. But then Arjuna acted in Krishna consciousness throughout his life. Nor there was any time that he forgot Lord Krishna. This is the original consciousness. Srila Prabhupada says the Krishna consciousness is original consciousness of the soul. And it has simply been revived because it was there before. It has been awakened. Now keep it awake. The methodology is here. Chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, and be happy eternally. So this is the conclusion. That how to receive, this is very well packed up. And this intelligence, Krishna said, I will give. And he gives to Arjuna. So he will give to every one of us. Any question or comment?